can't combine. This city rocks, regret with time, this splintered thoughts. Even if it remains tomorrow, or if everything goes away, we can't combine. This city rocks, regret with time, this splintered thoughts. Even if it remains tomorrow, or if everything goes away, we can't combine. We'll be right back.
DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio, and welcome to the very first week of the annual Listeners Month. This is the month where I basically ask each and every one of you to send in a list of 10 tracks, 10 of your favorite tracks, and I'll make a show out of it. Some years have been pretty piss poor, but last year was so good. I really enjoyed doing it last year. I got a number of really great stuff from really great people, and we both found out about bands that we may not have ever found out about before. Anyways, this week's show is brought to us by a gentleman from Norway by the name of Magne Lilleberg, and I'm sorry, I've probably butchered his name, but, you know, I'm not Norwegian, I'm not even remotely Scandinavian. And actually, I went with a friend of mine, I went with my girlfriend today to IKEA. And, well, no, IKEA is Sweden, not Norway, but they do share a border. That kind of got it into my mind, and when I was going through all of the playlists, I saw Magne's, well, list of nothing but Scandinavian bands, and Scandinavia means all of the Northwest European countries, right? I'm not offending the people from Denmark, the Danes, or anything like that. I hope not. Anyways, that was a band that unfortunately appears to be done, finished, over. And it's a real crying shame. They only had one album, but at least they gave us a whole bunch of really good singles. That was Echo Image with the club version of Endless Day. Before that, you heard some really old stuff, some from way back when they were new and different. That was Icon of Coil with Regret. And we started things off with a real classic in my mind, probably one that's gotten far too much club play, but I don't really go clubbing anymore, so it doesn't bother me. That was Theater of Tragedy with a track called Machine, as remixed by VNV Nation. Now, anyways, we're going to continue on with a band that is definitely in my top five of all time, but unfortunately, I'm going to bet that they're done too, and it's, again, a real shame. This is Spock with ET Phone Home. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio.
Don't leave me here, take me away. Let me make one more call. are in heaven as brothers, dancing in shadows will be no more. We are in December.
Magna wants to hear. That was Pride and Fall, a track that I believe that band was the first time we ever played it was on a Listener's Month like 3 or 4 years ago. That was December from their album Nefesh, and it's really, really good. And I went back over and I sat there and read Magna's email to me again, and he says, since he's Norwegian, why not have an all Nordic show? Unfortunately, he tried, but there aren't just that many Nordic bands, so only 6 out of 8 are. Spock, I do know, is from Sweden, and I believe Apoptygma Berserk is as well, but, I mean, you know what? 6 bands from Norway, and hey, I don't even think we could do 6 bands from Canada and have it sound good, once you got past the Skinny Puppy and Frontline Assembly thing, at any rate. We are going to continue on with a track that, in my ever-so-humble opinion, was performed best live back in, I guess it would have been 1999 or 2000, the first time that Apoptygma Berserk ever did cover this. This is a classic track that actually brings me back to my quote-unquote Facebook days from high school, because way, way back in the day, I was a big metalhead. This is APB with their version of Fade to Black, as originally done by Metallica. I am DJ Todd, you're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. We'll be right back.
save myself, but it's too late. Now I can think why I shouldn't even try. Yesterday seems as though it never existed. That freaks me wrong. Now I will just say goodbye. We'll be right back.
one of the last tracks we have for the week from Magna, and I have to say, while he did hit a number of the really, really popular bands, and normally I tend to shy away from that, a lot of those bands, a lot of those tracks, I haven't listened to in an awfully long time, so it's fresh to me. Hopefully it's still gotten fresh to you, because you know I love getting fresh to you. That was Covenant with Call the Ships to Port, and you know what? I have to say, I'm enjoying this, and I think that I heard a Covenant track last night, and I was like, you know, I haven't listened to that band in ages. It's so amazing how they used to be one of my favorite bands, and then they kind of started to suck. I don't know. But that's just one person's opinion. And hey, here's a neat bit of trivia for you. One thing that my friend Dave pointed out a number of years ago. If you look, read the lyrics, listen to the lyrics for practically every one of every song that Covenant has ever done, they mention water or ocean or sea or ships or something like that. There's always a connection with the water. Not on every track, but on, like, good Lord, like 95% of them. It's really interesting psychoanalysis. I wonder what that says about a skill. Anyways, we're going to end off the show this week with a band that, well, Chris is probably cringing. You know, he loves Spectralized. And as soon as Magnus said that he wanted to hear some, I had, you know, to jump to that call of duty. This is Spectralized with Of the End. I am DJ Todd. You're listening to Real Synthetic Audio. See you next week.
We'll be right back.